Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Twitter, a fake COVID card, and Al Jackson, our West Coast correspondent. It's all coming up right after this.
Come on, come on. My dog's been talking to me, and I ain't wild about the conversation. He was originally contracted as a sweet but loyal mute. Now he's turned into a speechifying yakety galoot. And I gotta tell you, folks, I don't know what it was I expected, but his choice of subjects is what really stinks. The way he talks about cats and squirrels, it sets your ears to ring. And don't you get him started on that spay and neuter thing. You know, you can only just hear so much about marking territory technique and such. Hey, quit looking at me, buddy. Anybody can see that my dog's been talking to me. Now, he don't like that dry dog food, no matter how clean his teeth it will make. Well, he would rather snack from a hefty sack and then brush with a fluoride paste. Sit. I said sit. What do you mean you got a lawyer? I said sit. Now, if you're taking the time to examine your doggy's lips, you find the sides are floppy and serrated. And right up under his nose, why, his lips, they barely meet. And his tongue is way too big for proper enunciation in his speech. So consequently, his F's and M's and P's and B's are less than perfect in their execution. And what's worse, they are accompanied by a string saliva breeze that anoints the conversation like a crystal clear pizza cheese. And when that dog is in my automobile, he's always messing with my radio station. And if he leaves that seat moved up again, I'm taking away his keys, because my dog's been talking to me. Oh yeah, I said my dog's been talking to me. Uh-huh, I said my doggy has been talking to me. Bow wow.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's time for the guy who likes potato chips more than sex.
Why don't you come to bed early tonight, honey? I have to get up early for that Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot tomorrow. I'll do that thing you like.
Yeah, baby, I'll be there in a minute.
This has been the guy who likes potato chips more than sad.
Christy, what's going on over there?
What else
can happen today?
No joke. I apologize to everyone listening. I wouldn't be listening to this show today. I have to, like,
what are you talking about?
What the hell is going on? We should probably have a meeting before you make that kind of declaration.
Who would not want to listen to Spicy Christy?
Spicy Christy is about to lose her mind.
Oh, well, that's why we're listening.
Yeah. All you need is a little bit of ranch to cool her.
We're going to hear, well, I just don't know why they won't take me seriously. They'll take this seriously. You clear the room.
I would be afraid, but she probably lost her gun.
I literally almost said the S word a minute ago.
Stupid?
No, not that
silly
one.
Pants? Silly pants.
Sassy?
Hey, on Twitter, users can now pay to look at tweets from larger accounts under a super follows feature.
No, it's finally happened, huh?
The company started rolling out on Wednesday. The feature, which is currently only available to a select group of U.S. and Canada users on Apple devices, lets Twitter users charge $2.99, $4.99, or $9.99 per month for you to follow them. The Twitter users who offer super follows will get a special pink badge on their profiles. They'll be able to keep up to 97% of super follow revenue, up to $50,000 after fees, then up to 80% past that mark, according to the company. You only have to have at least 10,000 followers to be a super, to start charging.
No kidding?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it would be at least 100,000 or something, or a million.
Boy.
So is this OnlyFans adjacent, do you think?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, like porn creators will be sharing things on their Twitter, charging for it. That makes sense.
Yep.
I guess if people pay, it's worth what they'll pay, right? Isn't that the thinking?
Yep.
Yeah, Patreon, Substack, whatever. OnlyFans, they all do it. So why not Twitter? I wouldn't. Would you pay to follow somebody on Twitter?
Here's the thing. Twitter's so weird. If they're going to start charging, if people can start charging, they can't. I'm not the right person to talk about this.
Well, there already is sort of these like porn accounts on Twitter because Twitter lets pretty much anything fly on there.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to follow those because I use Twitter for joke writing mainly, and I like a lot of jokes. Mm-hmm. But you can go to anyone's Twitter and see what they've liked. So I wouldn't want someone to go see what I've liked and it's just a bunch of boobs and you know girls cooking chicken wings together. You know the things I'm into.
If people are charging, they should be able to post whatever they want, and Twitter does not allow that.
I see what you're saying. Huh. Well, maybe they will on the super followers.
I don't know.
You don't think these...
It's another can of worms.
It is.
Another problem out there for our world. Good luck, everybody.
Speaking of problems, an Illinois woman was charged using a fake COVID-19 vaccine card to avoid Hawaii's mandatory quarantine. According to KITV4.
Hi, aloha. It's the news.
Lay back.
That's it.
The 24-year-old Chloe Mrozak, her vaccination card misspelled Moderna instead of M-O-D-E-R-N-A.
No.
M-A-D-E-R-N-A.
Tyler Perry's Moderna.
Uh-huh. Hawaii allows fully vaccinated individuals to enter the state on domestic flights without pre-travel testing and quarantine. However, other travelers must have a negative COVID-19 test or quarantine for 10 days upon arrival.
Gotcha.
She was arrested at the airport. If convicted, she faces up to a year in prison and a fine of $5,000.
Yikes.
Yeah.
You gotta love the person that's willing to research fake vaccine cards, willing to put up the research, but not willing to Google Moderna. Not willing to let spell check go to work on that.
Yeah, she did all the legwork, but not in every area.
Right.
She didn't cross her T's, dot her I's, Willie.
That's so funny.
I can get misspelling Pfizer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Moderna.
It was a silent P.
Hey, I think we have Al Jackson audio, I believe. His camera.
You do.
Hey, Al, how are you?
I don't think the cable bill got paid, so we don't have the camera, but there's Al. Hi, Al.
I'm coming to you from the great beyond.
All right.
Well, it's nice to hear you.
Oh, good to hear you. Man, that Moderna story, I looked at how she spelled. She got closer to spelling Medea.
Yeah.
She's like, I feel like that would be a good Tyler Perry movie. It's just like Madea gets the vaccine. Like who? Like that'll get like some black folks in the South vaccinated. I'm here for it.
You know, we're excited here, well, all over the country. The Daily Blast Live is moving around and getting new time slots, and we got a new time slot here. It's in the beautiful afternoon now.
Oh, nice.
We can watch you in the
Are
afternoon.
Are you guys in the afternoon now?
That's great.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Daily Blast Live.
2 p.m. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very exciting.
I'm excited.
That's where I go to get my afternoon out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you at what state Josh is while he watches the Daily Blast Live, just sitting there in his recliner.
That's right. Perhaps in a state of undress.
And knowing that you're looking right at him, Al.
Hey, look. I think I heard you guys talking about OnlyFans, and if I'm Josh's OnlyFan, I'll take it. I just want him to subscribe to me.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Are you affiliated with OnlyFans in any way, yes or no?
I am not, but I looked at it for a joke. I looked at it because I wanted to do some research on a joke because I didn't get why people would pay for stuff that I felt like you could see on Instagram Live. And I realized, like, oh, this is for... Because I feel like there's porn that everybody can see, and then there's porn that you have to see. You know, there's that kind of stuff that's not, it's boutique porn for people that, because I feel like, I want to get, Josh, you're like the resident. You and I link up a lot,
sure.
The same sexual wavelength. I feel like when you're sexualized, it's like it happens when you're 13. Usually you're watching a movie, you see the star come on, and you're like, okay, I'm attracted to that. Maybe you might have a type like Blondes or something. But I think there's also like weird things that happen to certain people where you get sexualized, but you're like looking through the window of a Gap or something, and then you're like, oh, I can only get excited if she's wearing acid wash jeans. These like weird fetishes get in there that you can't find. So like, when I looked at OnlyFans, it was like, it wasn't even really necessarily naked people. It was like a girl eating ribs with a bib on, you know, or like a girl in a pool with a bikini on, but she had crab claws on her hands. Like, it's like these weird little takeoffs on like sexual. So I get it. It's just boutique porn.
Yeah,
it is. And I mean, that's I'm not really into a lot of boutique stuff, but what I like is that I can support the creator herself. And all the money goes right. I mean, besides the OnlyFans cut, it goes right to her. She's in the safety of her own home. She doesn't have to worry about, you know, other people telling her what to do. I like that. I like supporting that.
Yeah, there you go.
And she'll also say my name every now and again.
Oh, okay. The truth comes out.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is like that's one of those things where you can use the word empower. And like, even though it's you watching porn, you can still feel good about yourself. Like, I'm empowering her.
Dude, I think most of them feel very empowered.
Yeah.
Because they are literally in power of what they're doing. And
sure.
You can make a ton of money on OnlyFans, even though this is weird. I was listening to a podcast about it yesterday. I think the average user makes $145 a month from it. So it's almost like a gig economy. It's almost like Uber, but for other things, you know, it's just kind of like a little side hustle. I don't think for everybody they're killing it.
Right, the 1% is there. I think it's only like 1% or something on OnlyFans that's really making a total killing.
Yeah, we did a story on a white woman named Crystal Jackson. First of all, she already has my heart with that name. Have you ever heard of a white woman named Crystal Jackson?
No.
That's impossible. But yeah, she's like, she's on OnlyFans, and she's the one, I don't know if you guys ever covered the story. Her 3 sons got kicked out of Catholic school because she was on OnlyFans and like everybody's like crying for it. And then she announced that she makes $400,000 a month.
Jeez.
And I was like, what? It's like, hey, hire a teacher and, you know, cry into your three pools at your house. Are you kidding me?
Wow. Let's see if the Jesuit school has a problem with this one.
I don't know what you might have said. $400,000 a month. Is she naked?
No, that's the thing. She like is she's got that kind of 1950s housewife thing, so she'll have on like an apron and like kind of a nightie with the garter belts, and her pictures are like, oh, oopsie, I'm getting cookies out of the out of the oven.
Kind of a pinup
cleavage. Oh no, that one, that kind of look, you know. But I don't think she's naked at all.
Well, it's only right that I support this mother. It's only right that I help these struggling children out.
Empower, I believe, is the word we're throwing around, Willie.
Yeah.
To use that. So what's going on, Al? You have words for us this week?
I absolutely do, Chicky. Okay. First of all, this is random, but I found an old school candy store here in Denver.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Does anybody remember the name of the all-white chocolate bar that was like a Snickers, except it was white chocolate?
Dove?
A Zero Bar?
A Zero Bar. Check out the... Yeah. My dad used to get us Zero Bars when we were little kids. They're in silver, they're just like Snickers, except they're silver and then they're white inside. They look like some futuristic Snickers. But yes, the first time I ever had that, I was going to West Virginia with my daddy. So we're going to have this be a West Virginia-based question and answer.
Right.
So really quickly... Chicky, what is the name of the athlete that was known as White Chocolate?
White Chocolate is Jason Williams. He went to school in West Virginia. Yeah, he did.
Check out the big brain.
He and Randy Moss went to the same high school together, I believe, and they were on the same basketball team, I think, and they won the state championship, I think.
Al, was he the guy who did the behind-the-back elbow pass?
Yeah.
Yes, that was him.
He was something else.
Smooth,
yeah, he was really...
Real smooth.
Really a good player for a couple of years, yeah.
He was unbelievable. By the way, I wanted to ask, this is a little bit of random West Virginia knowledge about Randy Moss. What was the famous quote that he had... After asking how he would be asked by a reporter how he would pay the fine the NFL had just levied on him.
It's like all dollar bills, y'all, or something like the cash.
It was close.
Straight cash, homie. That was it.
How do you remember this?
That quote is so great.
Yeah, straight cash, homie. Yeah.
It really might be my favorite quote of all time, and unfortunately, I'm talking about Martin Luther King, any quote ever. That is my favorite of all. How you going to pay that fine, Randy? Straight cash, homie.
And it's so great because it looks like you're classic after the game in front of the locker. He's standing there and everybody's got their microphones out and you hear this guy, how are you going to pay for that? Straight cash, homie. Just out of nowhere. It's really, really wonderful and funny. Yeah.
I just love the idea of these like square, like old school white reporters having to go to their editor and being like, no, this is what he said. We got to print this. How do you spell homie?
H-O-M-E-E.
Is that an E-A-U thing?
Like, I think it's H-O-M-I-E.
Isn't it? Yeah. I would put an I-E at the end.
Oh, yeah, I was being silly. Yeah, sorry.
All right. When you say somebody is a Heather, what does that mean?
Heather.
I don't think it's good. A Heather.
Maybe it is.
Is it like a teenage Karen, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say like a Karen.
That would actually be better. I kind of like a teenage Karen, but most teenagers aren't Karens yet. I think you got to go to Karen grad school for that.
Right.
What do you... If I texted Willie and I was like, Christy, that's my Heather.
That's my Heather. Is it just simple? Is it just, hey, that's my girl? That's my lady?
It's more like that's the girl that I want to get.
Okay.
So I guess it's originally based on, it came all the way back because I guess the 80s movie Heathers kind of resurfaced with the younger generation.
Right.
And so hot chicks, especially in high school, college, are now known as Heathers.
Gotcha.
I'll be down.
All right, now. I don't know if I've ever asked you guys this, but this is like one of my favorite ones of all time. When I ask you to use the phrase, Joshy, super loose. Use it in a sentence, please.
Super loose.
Yeah, I had fun at the party last night. I got super loose, danced, flirted, joked around.
Fell asleep in the front yard.
Put a beer case on my head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that anything?
I will absolutely take that. There, there's two definitions for that. I think you can guess the second one in referring to somebody else's sexual proclivities. But I will definitely take that because that's how I use it. I use it in the party term.
Okay.
I thought it was like I've really been working on that that toilet for a long time, and I got those nuts super loose in there. So I think it's gonna lift right out of there now. Yeah. There's no reason. Yeah.
So the other is, hey, you can hook up with that girl, man. She's super loose.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.